following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Flying Ace Friday on the Huge Show across Michigan, presented by Flying Ace Small Batch American-Made Whiskeys. Look for it in local stores all across Michigan or online at FlyingAceSpirits.com. It is a Flying Ace Friday on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to begin another statewide journey on the only syndicated afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. We are in Detroit at the world headquarters at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting business and CPA firms. Day two of the NFL draft in Detroit. Day one, 275,000 people. Lions went and made that move for a corner that I talked about all week. And speaking of talking, after our 3-1-3 first-round draft bash last night at the Caucus Club, I don't know if my voice will last today. I was telling Superfly back at the 96.1 The Game flagship station studios in downtown Grand Rapids, I said I could do like the Bill Mann voice and go, "Welcome to the Huge Show. Today we're going to talk about the draft. We'll also talk about the fact that during the roving appetizers, I took a bite of the crab cake slider and launched part of it out the left side of my mouth, and it missed somebody and landed in a picture or a pitcher of liqueur that they turn around and poured in four glasses. I didn't say a word. I just got off to the next room." I can't do that. That sounds like Batman meets a bad golf tournament. I just got to deal with it. I told Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network, why are we doing parties on a Thursday night when I have to do a show? And we got day two of the draft. And the Lions went out and moved up to 24. And we were all there at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit. Full house. Lomas Brown showed up. Greg Campy, the Oakland University basketball coach. David Gregory, the NFL PA certified sports agent, Bull Rush Sports. He had clients, friends from the UP, Leelanau Peninsula, Whitney Bell. For the Great Lakes Ironman, defensive coordinator at Caledonia, he brought his brother, Jean-Paul Bell, who came down from Sault Ste. Marie. They got some French background. His brother barely spoke any English. That was a tough conversation. And I'm trying to, all I know is like, we, the word you talk by. And then I will say, when I got off the air yesterday, and then we had that two-hour break before the draft started, it was just a bash. It was one of the best things I've ever been a part of in 32 years of doing a show that the Huge Show, the Michigan Sports Network, Marty Boer, David Gregory, the Caucus Club. It was awesome. It was just a party. And granted, as the draft and the party winded down, sure, I told every girl in the place that they look like they're 24. I wasn't driving. We had Matt Boer, who had to pass some kidney stones. He was driving. I felt guilty that he couldn't drink, but he's driving us, and God knows what's going to happen when he has to pass the kidney stones. It was just a great night. It really was. Matt from Coppercraft Distillery, and people were digging the Coppercraft gin, vodka, whiskey last night. Just loving it. Outside of the liqueur, where some of that gin might have had a Caucus Club crab cake slider launched into it, which I didn't say anything. And Superfly said, how'd you not go up and just tell the bartender, hey, I'm not going to point out that there's a floater right now in his Coppercraft gin liqueur. I can't do that. He had it like pre-made because the place was just rocking. It was an awesome party. The draft had everybody excited. You know, two blocks to our left is maybe three city blots is the main stage. 275,000 people. And it was predictable. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, first three picks. Marvin Harrison Jr., not a surprise at four. Joe Alt to Harbaugh, who loves offensive lineman at five. Malik Nabers, Giants need a receiver. I didn't think they're going to bail on Daniel Jones just yet. J.C. Latham was a mild surprise at seven. Tackle from Alabama. And Michael Penix Jr. was the first crowd. Whoa. So they sign Cousins, pay big money, and the Falcons draft a quarterback in a division that you could have got a weapon for Cousins? That's crazy. And then I was telling people, I said, oh, this is playing out like we talked all week on the Huge Show, that these quarterbacks are going to be gone somewhere in the teens. And Brad Holmes may have that opportunity to trade up and get his shutdown corner for the next 4 or 5 years, right? And then Penix Jr. goes eight. Romeo Dunsey, the wide receiver, goes to the Bears. And then the trade up by the Vikings to get J.J. McCarthy. And then Bo Nix, another quarterback, goes at 12. And I'm like, I'm telling everybody at the Caucus Club at our 313 party, they are going to trade up. They are going to get Mitchell or Arnold. They're going to get him. And then it happened. At 24, you get, you know, trade. The place is buzzing. It's rocking. And then they make the pick. Superfly, you have the crowd noise in Detroit after they made the Arnold pick, the Lions. Play that. Oh, the roar. Oh, man. They need a stadium with 275,000 people. That's goosebumps. So we're going to get into the Arnold pick. Jeff Risden, LionsWire.com, DraftWire will join us. We'll also talk about best available on the board going into day two of the draft tonight, day three tomorrow. We have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. What are your thoughts about the Lions trading up to get Arnold? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE out of 21,000. Do you have the Arnold, before we get to Chris Ballas about J.J. McCarthy going at 10, Superfly, give me the audio from the tweet this morning when Arnold woke up in Detroit.
I was so happy last night I slept with my hat on, man. One pride. Went to sleep last night a lion, woke up a lion. One pride, man. Let's get to work.
And then what about Arnold, the audio Superfly, after he was selected when he looked out at the crowd?
Y'all got to start, man. Hey. Hey, I'm home, man. Hey, these fans gonna be crazy, man. Golly.
That's awesome. Chris Ballas of the Wolverine.com. Wolverines looking, they got their one down. They get 15 more players drafted. They'll set an all-time record for a single draft from a single school. And J.J. McCarthy, not a surprise, Chris, that he ends up a Minnesota Viking.
No, I thought that's where he was probably gonna end up. You could tell that he had a relationship with them, and it was interesting. One of the things he said was everybody in his class talked about how they wanted to play for the Vikings and how that offense would be fun to play in. And I'm glad for him, right? Because this is a guy who, after the Penn State game last year, he went up to his coach, Sharon Moore, when they only ran eight times. He said, man, don't you trust me? you know, and he's sitting there waiting his turn. And this guy, if he played in an Oregon type of offense or something like that, would have been put up just crazy numbers. But he just wanted to win, and that's the kind of guy that you want in the NFL. Obviously, you want a guy that can make all the throws and do everything, but you also want that guy that's a complete team player. I thought, for example, you know, he'd be great as a Lion just because that's he's a Dan Campbell type of guy. But it's going to be hard, you know, with it being in the Lions division. We're going to be rooting for the kid, but I have no doubt that he's going to have a great career in the NFL.
Well, and where he's set up to succeed, when you look at Jefferson, who may be the best receiver in the game, you throw in Addison, you look at Hockenson, who will be coming back from the blown-out knee. Come on. And a really offensive-minded head coach, he's in the perfect spot. And I believe you're going to see a quarterback that you might have seen in that win at Ohio State, flashes second half against TCU when he had a subpar first half. But I think he is going to be a great NFL QB.
No, I agree with you 100%. And we all know that he can throw, and we've seen it. And when they've asked him to do it, he's done it. But, you know, the main thing and what he said, you know, when he left Michigan was, you know, it didn't matter to me. You know, he didn't think it was going to affect his draft stock, and frankly, it didn't. You know, how many people would have predicted he would be a top 10 guy after last year, you know, going into the season, and not very many. So it's not like the offense held him back. All it did was prove that he is the ultimate teammate, and I think a lot of teams saw that. The Vikings obviously did too. So but all you have to do is just, you know, watch his, listen to what his teammates say about him as a leader and as a captain. And it is unfortunate for him that he won't leave here as a Michigan captain. I know that was one of his dreams, but I think when everybody looks back at him, they will understand he was as much a leader of this Michigan football team and program as anybody.
Yeah, now you're looking at day two tonight in downtown Detroit, the NFL draft, day three tomorrow. And I mentioned that number. They're 15 selections away from having the most ever from a school in a single season drafted into the NFL. And, you know, there's a laundry list here in the second round where some could pop up. I think could be third round heavy with Michigan guys. Sanders still looks like he's the highest rated best available right now on the CBS board. You got Chris Jenkins, also projected to be a second rounder or close to it. And then you got Junior Colson and Roman Wilson. And, you know, I really think Blake Corum's going to be a good pro. There's a side of me, Chris, that thinks Corum's going to end up with Harbaugh somehow in San Diego.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. One of the reasons I think they have an opportunity to break that record is because you've got three guys as head coaches now, right, with Harbaugh, and you've got Mike McDonald and John Harbaugh that understand how valuable these guys are and what they bring to the table. I don't think you're going to see them. For example, Zach Zinter is going to be a steal for somebody, right? Some teams might take a pass on him and say, well, he had the broken leg, but he's already running on it. We've seen the clips of him going back and forth and doing drills and putting weight on it. So it's not like it was a bad injury with ligaments and everything else. It was a clean break. So I could see him going higher than expected. And then some of those guys in the later rounds, right? You know, the Trevor Keegans, guys like that. You're going to see maybe one of those three coaches take them. And rather than be maybe free agents, you're going to see these guys get snapped up by those guys. So they've got a chance, and it just goes to show you how deep that team was last year, man. I don't know that we'll ever see another team like that in Ann Arbor, and what a great job they did, not just taking them, but developing them into NFL players.
Yeah, Colson's projected as a third rounder. Blake Corum, CBS has him projected low fourth round, high fifth round. Do you think he's going that low?
I don't. I don't think there's any way that I think he'll get drafted in the third round. And again, it could be one of those the big three from Michigan that takes him. But this guy is just he's a football player, and you know everybody looked at his size, and to me that plays to his advantage. The way he's so built, so close, low to the ground, but he's got such powerful legs. I think he's going to be a great pro with those feet of his. So it'll be fun to see where they go. But I thought it was a great event last night. I thought Detroit, man, what a feather in their cap, and how much fun. And I have a feeling, Bill, that down the road, you know, listening to that crowd and the way that the crowd was at Detroit, this is going to be a destination place for a lot of people, like it was for the Red Wings for so many years. The fans are so passionate that that people are going to want to play here, and nice to see that turnaround finally for the Lions.
Yeah, and the roar for Arnold, and I played that audio, Chris, before we went to you, where there's that roar is goosebumps all day long. And I didn't hear it because we were inside our 313 draft bash at the Caucus Club, but I saw it afterwards, tweeted out by the Lions. And I'm like, you know, because everyone knew what I was saying all week long, that they needed to trade up, that they're in the win now mode. They were maybe a play away, or at least a quarter away, from going to the Super Bowl, or a half, you could even push it back. So they went out and they got the shutdown corner, and they're going, you know, third straight time going to Alabama guys. They're taking athletes. They're taking dudes who are ready to step in and start and play and make plays. Yep.
And great culture guys, too. Yeah, Nick Saban said he's one of the best guys he ever coached, and you could see it. You know, it used to be in the past that these guys would pray not to get drafted by the Lions, and I would joke about that on your show, right? Oh, God, please don't let them take me, you know, in the Matt Millen days. And now, guys, like I said, they want to play there, and you could see the reaction, how genuine it was last night, and that, hey, you know, we're going to win a Super Bowl, and it's not a joke when he's saying that. They've got an opportunity here, and he has an opportunity to be one of those pieces that really helps make it happen. So it's fun. We've been waiting our whole lives for this, Bill, let's be honest, and for the Lions to be like this. So to see that and to see it happen in Detroit and to see guys actually want to play here is really pretty cool.
Building a dynasty, and people will look at me, shake their head, and I'll say, no, they're still young. They're going to get a bigger window than the Bengals had. Longer, I mean. Same thing with the Bills. I'm telling you, on paper going into the draft yesterday, as I mentioned from our live broadcast before the 313 bash, I said, they're top four team on paper right now. Now you throw Arnold in, and look how young they still are. Look, every ownership, front office, coaches, leadership. Look at the chance of Jared Goff on stage last night. It's just, you know, and St. Brown telling people to start chanting Jared Goff and how selfless that this team is, the culture. They're everything. You can go old school bad boys. You can go the grind line. You can go to the new school bad boys with Big Ben and Chauncey. This team has earned the respect of the people of Detroit, the state of Michigan, the Lions Nation. And to see what I witnessed yesterday, to hear what I've listened to last night and this morning, Detroit and the state of Michigan and the fan base showed the entire world how passionate, how good they are in terms of fan support, and that this team is close to being a dynasty.
Yeah, and it's one step at a time, right? They got to get their
I'm doing two Super Bowls in 5 years.
Okay. From your lips to God's ears, man, because
there's no slow roll anymore, Chris.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. It starts with one, right? Like with the Red Wings. And, you know, it's funny because people used to make fun of them for calling themselves Hockey Town. And, you know, every team that went through there and all these elite players, the Gretzky's and everything, said, man, it really is. You know, you can feel it when you go there. But when you go to a Lions game now, it's the same thing. It's unbelievable. You aren't going to get an atmosphere like that anywhere in the NFL. So they've got an opportunity. But it starts with culture, and that's what I love about it. You know, I can buy in because I understand when they took Aiden Hutchinson and it took them about 3 seconds to make their pick, I said, okay, you know, they understand that there are better athletes out there, but they're looking for football players and guys that can actually that care and are really part of the culture. And that's what they're drafting to now. So that's why I'm excited. I really hope it's going to be a tougher schedule this year, obviously, but they got the pieces and they have guys in the front office that know what they're doing, Bill. And that's the biggest thing to me.
Yeah, and the schedule should be out. I think the schedule release tentative date is coming up a week from next Thursday. Rod Wood, the Lions president, did hint that he expects at least 6 primetime games. So if you take away Thanksgiving Day, that would be 5 other dates. One final thought on Michigan players, and can they break that record of 15 drafted by that Georgia team that whipped up on Michigan in the college football playoffs a couple years ago? A.J. Barner's projected as a fifth rounder. Zach Zenner is projected as a fifth rounder. This is via CBS Sports. So, you know, Barner hardly saw the field, and the dude could end up getting drafted in the NFL. That tells you how good that Michigan team was.
Yeah, unbelievable. And there are lots of coaches out there like Andy Reid and at Kansas City that love the Michigan guys too. And so you're going to see them. I really believe they're going to break it, Bill. It'll be fun to watch. It's going to be a busy couple of days for us at the Wolverine.com. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, Trevor Keegan projected as a fifth to sixth rounder. Same thing with Braden McGregor. Projected as a fifth to sixth rounder. So we'll see if they can get out there and break that record by Georgia. Boy, that would be something else if they could do it. Chris Ballas and the Wolverine.com team will be following the Michigan players drafted all weekend long at the Wolverine.com. Chris, thanks for the update.
You bet. Thanks, Billy.
All right, Chris Ballas joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer proud to welcome back the greatest female golfers in the world. Father's Day week, the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give at the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. Proceeds benefit local food pantries to help put food on tables of families in need. Thank you to Meyer for always thinking about the community. Superfly, my voice is kind of okay. I'm all right. Had a great party. Lions went out and got another key piece to their dynasty building project. I'm good. We're going to get through this broadcast. I'm live in Detroit at the world headquarters for Dorn Mayhew, one of America's and also a global leader in accounting, CPA, and helping businesses grow. Thank you, Josh Garvey and the team at the Dorn Mayhew office in Grand Rapids for setting this up, and also the entire Dorn Mayhew team here in Detroit. Christopher Pfeiffer, technology director, for getting us hooked up in this beautiful boardroom. We do have our Flying Ace whiskey huge question of the day that you can answer. Your thoughts on Holmes trading up to get the cornerback Arnold out of Alabama. You can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000, and the text chain is presented by Roast Umber Coffee.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeyerLPGAClassic.com.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Day two of the NFL draft. We're in Detroit at the Dorn Mayhew Worldwide Headquarters. One of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. What a night it was last night at our 313 draft bash. Holy cow. Lomas Brown stopped by. I saw David Gregory, NFLPA certified agent. He's with Bull Rush Sports. Sports management firm based in Grand Rapids. He had a photo of Greg Campy. I don't remember Campy at the party. I will say the last couple hours of the party, I wasn't driving. I was so excited about the pick of Arnold. I was celebrating, telling every woman she looked 24. I do apologize for the crab cake slider, piece of food that was launched from the side of my mouth into a pitcher of liqueur that was being poured to four people. So I have no diseases that I know of. So I apologize. Supervisor's like, how do you not go tell the bartender? I'm like, you know, what am I going to say? I there was a side of me that sat back and watched it be launched and marveled at it for a moment. Like, that's some pretty good distance. Trust me, I've been checking social networks for video. And there already are some photos I've seen. Like Josh Garvey posted one where I'm the guy not looking at the camera or the phone. Yeah. Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire. Man, this is the busy season. Understatement, especially with the draft in Detroit. Day two getting set to get going. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And, you know, Jeff, we talked about it on the show this week. They went out, got their guy, traded up, and now they're stronger than they were 24 hours ago.
Oh, absolutely. And it was what we talked about the other day. It's what I wanted them to do. I wanted them to target a guy, if they really believe in it, to go get him. And Terrion Arnold sure seemed like that guy when we were sitting there in the studio. And by golly, they went and got him, and they got him for a lot less than I thought it would cost to go get him, just because of the way that the draft played out with, you know, the first 14 picks all being offense. It pushed all those defensive players down, and it made it a little bit more palatable for Brad Holmes to move up and go get him. And you know, they moved up. The price to move up the five spots is probably a little steep, but when you're going to get a guy that you feel that strongly about, and one of the things that Holmes talked about last night when he did his press conference was that they didn't really see anybody else was anywhere close to him on their board that was going to be available for them if they waited. So, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures or something like that. But they're a much better football team today than they were yesterday, and that's the whole point of the draft.
And Arnold, you can correct me if I'm wrong, he's a day one starter at one side, right?
Absolutely, he will be. And it's good. Now, Carlton Davis will not give up a starting spot without a fight, but I think you're looking at Amik Robertson being the number three on the outside with, you know, the holdovers that are back. And, you know, they might not be done yet at cornerback. I wouldn't expect one tonight, but maybe like a late round prospect or an undrafted free agent like Stephen Gilmore last year But yeah, they did not draft Terry Earl. They did not make the move they did for him to not start week one.
You know, I'm looking at the best available going into day two, and we got day three tomorrow in the NFL draft here in Detroit. Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, hourly coverage, if not every 15 minutes on the draft. Lions Wire, Draft Wire, Facebook, Twitter, online. But, man, I see Mitchell, tall wide receiver, 6'4", 196, out of Texas. He's still available. And Lions aren't drafted, I think it's 61 in that second round. I wonder if Holmes will think about moving up to go get that big receiver or maybe another DN rusher.
Yeah, and there's quite a few useful players that are still around. You know, there will be enough with all these guys that remind you why they weren't taken in the first round. You know, they might you know, not be super fast off the line, or if you're a defensive end, you might have trouble getting off blocks or things like that. That's sort of the knock on Marshawn Nealon from Western Michigan, who should be in play tonight for the Lions. It's going to be interesting to see which direction they go. Their depth on defense, other than defensive tackle, is pretty good right now. They do certainly need to get a safety, but it sounds like the veteran safety market's about to come to a head so that they can get something there. But, you know, safety, defensive tackle on defense. I tend to think, and I got this impression last night talking with some other people in the Detroit media, they think their pass rush is good enough with the guys that they got. They like Josh Pascal. They have seen some promise in Matthew Betts, the CFL star that they signed, and they're hopeful that James Houston will be able to contribute a lot more. With a healthy offseason. So I'm not sure that they're going to go there. Wide receiver is certainly something that they can look at. Guys who can get open quickly and can run after the catch. That's your prototype for the Ben Johnson, Jared Goff type of wide receiver. A big guy would make sense if they can do those things. And Nye Mitchell can kind of do those things sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't catch the ball all that well. But there's a lot of options they can do. And then offensive line, they've got to get depth. They've got to build that offensive line up. Right now their backup tackle is Dan Skipper, and they don't like playing Dan Skipper at tackle. So they got to get somebody in there. They got to get somebody who can be a backup center guard and maybe start in a year or two. But And a kicker. I don't expect them to draft a kicker, but you got to throw that out there that they do need one. So that's your list of needs right now for the Lions.
Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, joining us from Allen Park. It is day two of the NFL draft in Detroit. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. What are your thoughts on the Lions trading up to get Arnold? 1-866-838-4843. You know, I am looking, and you talked about guys that there was talk of them being first-rouners, and I already mentioned the big man Mitchell out of Texas. There's Keon Coleman. There's Franklin from Oregon. I understand the O-line needs, but, man, if you could solidify the big possession receiver with some athleticism and wheels – in the second round, I'd do it, and then spend the rest of the draft almost on O-line depth, right?
Yeah, and that can be, you know, there are some. This is a very good year to need offensive linemen. One guy to keep an eye on is Isaiah Adams out of Illinois. He was Illinois' right tackle last year. He wasn't good. The year before that, he was their left guard, and he was great. And they see him as a guard, and I know that they've taken some interest in him. So he's the guy that you would be looking at tomorrow, probably the fifth or maybe the sixth round, that I know that they like and I know that they've spent a lot of time on. So you can find guys like that. Again, they're going to have warts somewhere in their profile, which is why they're not going higher. But if they're workable warts, or if the warts don't impact like the way that the Lions play, that's what you're looking for in these guys, and he's one of them that fits. It's going to be interesting to see the battles at the bottom of the roster from the guys that are back, like Khalil Dorsey, Stephen Gilmore, Colby Sorsa, last year's fifth round pick. Like, they're going to get challenged by guys that are coming in this year, and that's going to make for a very interesting training camp with like your setters, your top. What, 30 guys on this roster are completely set already, maybe 35 even. So that battle for that last, 15 to 18 spots is going to be crazy this summer. And, that just, it keeps building it up, you know, and the fact that you're not worried about your starters at pretty much any position right now. Have we ever been able to say that about that, the Detroit Lions before, like, ever?
Amazing. No, that's why I was on cloud nine, and why the party, the 313 draft bash at the Caucus Club last night, just a few blocks from the draft stage, it was a celebration. I mean, I don't care if you're 13 or you're my age, 62. It's amazing what they're doing. All right, before I let you go, and you can follow the Lions this weekend, day two, day three, Lions Wire, Draft Wire. Off the Draft Wire side of your business, what were you thinking and others in the draft business thinking when Michael Penix Jr. went number 8, a quarterback to the Falcons after they just sign Cousins to big money? My first thought was, oh, this is going to be a trade later in the first round. That's what I thought it was going to be. And yet, somehow, the Falcons, who cleaned house, who brought in Cousins, they go take Michael Penix Jr. at 8. Now, if that was 18, 19, 20, and you're going to have your next quarterback, but when you could have grabbed some stud receivers like Odunze for Cousins, you didn't go do it. What were they thinking?
And the fact that they didn't tell Kirk Cousins about it until the thing was already in motion. You know, Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta because he said, you know, they were the one team that really believed in me and felt like I could win with them. And then they go and they take a potential successor or usurper with a number 8 pick, and they don't help him. It's a crazy decision from a rookie GM. And I generally like Terry Fontenot, who, by the way, was one of the finalists for the Lions job when they hired Brad Holmes. But you have to wonder, with Penix being the age that he is, he might not see the field till he's 29. The way the Kirk Cousins, it doesn't make any sense at all. So the reaction, I was in the Giant Media Center, which is effectively the fourth floor of the Campus Martius parking garage, that they actually did up a very nice job in making into a media-friendly room, other than the Wi-Fi that creaked. It had been a pretty quiet draft because everybody kind of knew what was going on. It was paint by numbers. And then that was one where people started to, you know, get up and, like, we looked at each other. I was sitting with some Jaguars guys and some Giants guys, and we're all looking at each other like, did that just really happen? So that was pretty crazy. I don't know what the Falcons are doing, because I'll tell you what, I thought the Falcons were poised to be a team that could really, you know, rise up, but they just hamstrung themselves. And I feel bad for Kirk Cousins because, like, he's a good quarterback. He doesn't need this crap, basically. It's a nice way to say it.
Well, you know, and Rizzy, think about, they could have had Odunze, who ends up going to the Bears at 9. You could have paired him almost like a Jefferson-like relationship Cousins had in Minnesota. And that Fontenot, there was video, I think, whether it was ESPN or somebody last night, Arthur Blank immediately went to Fontenot, and you could see him saying, tell me why we took another quarterback after I just paid for Cousins. And that Fontenot was trying to explain it. And you saw him, he kept pointing. And I'm telling you, he was saying, well, down the road then we're set. Down the road we're set. Well, no, you're paying Cousins. And by the time, if Penix plays, his rookie deal will be done and you're going to have to pay him.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. And they don't have a pass rusher. And that's, you know, I knew there's 7 rounds to the draft, but they clearly botched the first one. That was like universal reaction, too. Like, there wasn't a soul in there, including the Falcons media that were there. They were just like, what has happened? It was honestly rough to see when a team drops the ball that badly in the draft. And sad, too, because Michael Penix doesn't deserve the negative attention. It's too, like, he's going to have to play with that all of his life in the NFL. Like, you were brought in so high. Now, are you going to live up to expectations? Why didn't you play your first 2 seasons? Because you're behind. Like, that's put on him. That doesn't help him become the best pro that he can be either. So that one doesn't make any sense at all to me.
It's almost like, if your Cousins or you're his agent, do you knock on the Falcons' Fontenot's door and say, trade me? Trade me. To a team that needs a court, trade me to the Raiders. Trade me.
Yeah. Yeah. Problems you need to have. That's what you do, not what you do in the league.
There's more clowns, and trust me, being a Lions fan all my life, I've seen the clown car up and down 75. Okay. And we don't have we have a great front office, ownership, Sheila Hamp, coaches, players. They got Arnold. God bless you. Falcons, Bears. If you think Caleb Williams is the answer, good luck. I don't. Great night, round one. The roar of the crowd in Detroit. The Arnold pick. The Lions Nation knew how big it was for the franchise. Rizzy's following everything. Day two, day three, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, Facebook, Twitter, online, at Jeff, R-I-S-D-O-N on Twitter. Good stuff, Rizzy. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk Monday and look back at the complete Lions 2024 draft class.
Sounds great. I'll see you Monday.
All right, Jeff Risden checking in on the Meyer guest line. You want to answer our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day? What do you think of the Lions moving up to get Arnold, the cornerback, out of Alabama? You can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on that Huge text chain, which is presented by Roast Umber Coffee. Just text HUGE to 21,000.
Everything huge 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for my good friend Matt Golden. He is the CEO and GM at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids and close to everybody listening across the state. Tullymore is open for business. You can book a stay and play package. You can book a tee time. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Also, if you have a business where you want to mix some business with some golf, great food and beverages, you can book that event today at TullymoreGolf.com. Simple to get to, less than an hour north of GR. So if you're in the West Michigan area and you want to go up and play both Tullymore and St. Ives and have some food in between, you can do it. Book that tee time at TullymoreGolf.com. They offer real estate options where you could have a second home or live at Tullymore year-round. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Tullymore is less than an hour north of GR in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeyerLPGAClassic.com.
Roast Umber is a farm direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro cold brew coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at roastumber.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Roadshow in Detroit at the world headquarters for Dorn Mayhew, one of the top CPA accounting and business firms on planet Earth. They're amazing. Thank you for the hospitality. Also to the technology director, Christopher Pfeiffer, Josh Garvey from the Dorn Mayhew office in GR. We do have our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. Your thoughts on the Tigers stepping up big and trading up for Arnold? You can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Tigers game went final just down the road, 8-0. Tigers give up 7 in the top of the ninth and lose 8-0 today in a rare Friday afternoon game. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer at our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in downtown GR. Remember, our podcasts are free, and we are everywhere. You can catch up and listen on your schedule. Just search The Huge Show, where you download podcasts and huge opinions, interviews, hours, and more. Just search The Huge Show.
Big. Bad. Huge.